So we'd like to begin with Pablo Solon, who was the former lead negotiator for the plurinational state of Bolivia and co-coordinator of the World People Summit on Climate Change and Mother Earth Rights held in Bolivia in 2010. Pablo.
Good afternoon. A few moments ago, we found out the decisions that they have been cooking behind the scenes. In Durban, they won't approve a second period of commitments for the Kyoto Protocol. This will happen at the end of next year in COP18. In Durban, they will only take note of the draft amendments and the intention of rich countries to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Kyoto Protocol will lose its heart. The promise of reductions by rich countries will be incredibly low until 2020 and will lead to a temperature increase of more than 4 degrees Celsius. The Kyoto Protocol will turn into a zombie without a global figure for reduction of emissions by industrialized countries and will carry on walking until 2020 just so that carbon markets don't disappear. In 2020, it will enter into effect in a new legal framework applicable to all. By all, they mean diluting the difference between developed and developing countries, between countries responsible for climate change and those who are victims. The US is the great winner. They managed to eliminate any nation to a binding agreement. That means the new legal framework will be an empty gesture without any effect. This will become known as the lost decade of the fight against climate change. Genocide and ecocide will reach proportions that we have not yet seen. The great scale by the rich has turned into the great swindle. Thank you.